Welcome back to Good News Radio. When we left off, missionary Lottie Moon was preparing to travel through a war zone in China. Her friend sent a letter ahead of her to the opposing generals to ask them to let her through. Let's listen in to find out if she makes it.
Up ahead is where the two armies must be. The generals should have gotten the letter by now. Lord, I know you have a plan for me. Whatever it is, I trust you. I know whatever happens, you'll be with me.
Hold on there! Whoa!
Hello, sir. I'm not a soldier. Please don't hurt me.
Are you Miss Lottie Moon?
I am, sir.
One moment.
It's the Bible Woman! Hold your fire!
All right, Miss Moon, you may pass. Both sides have agreed to hold their fire until you have safely passed.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord. I knew I didn't need to worry.
Lottie was fearless.
Do you know why Lottie was fearless?
Because she knew God was with her.
Exactly. And do you know who else God is with?
Us!
And how do you know that?
Because God said so. He said so in that verse Lottie read to the sick people.
Exactly. That could be a good verse to remember when you go to school tomorrow, Logan.
What do you mean?
I mean, you should meditate on that verse. Meditating on scripture means focusing all of your thoughts on that one verse or passage. You repeat that verse in your head. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And tomorrow, God can use that promise to remind you that you don't have to be scared when you invite your friends to church again.
Those guys are scary. That's a good idea.
They're not that scary. But you're right. God is with me. I don't need to be scared.
Oh, I want to bring some invitations too. I have a lot of friends who don't know Jesus either.
That's a great idea, Piper.
What happened to Lottie after the war?
She told people about Jesus for the rest of her life. She died when she was 72 on Christmas Eve, 1912.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
It sure was. But you know, people are still influenced by what Lottie did. Many churches take a special offering at Christmas in Lottie's memory to help missionaries in other countries.
Even today?
Even today.
It's so crazy how Lottie didn't even want God in her life. But then she believed in Jesus and is now a good news hero that people still talk about.
Shows us how powerful God is. Lottie's life was better than any comic book story. And remember, we can be real life heroes too. Our lives may not be glamorous like comic book heroes, but they'll be glorious when we give our lives for God. God can use you to make an impact that lasts forever when you share the good news of Jesus. If your friends believe, they'll know Jesus now and live with him forever. But for your friends who don't believe, remember, Lottie didn't believe at first either. So never stop praying for them. God may still be working in their hearts. One day, they may become good news heroes too.
God did great things through Lottie Moon. Maybe you know someone who doesn't believe in Jesus. Maybe it's someone at school, like Logan's friends, or maybe it's someone in your family. No matter who they are or what they've done, God can save anyone. Will you pray for them just like Lottie's friends did for her? Who knows, maybe they'll become a good news hero someday. Tune in next week for another exciting episode of Good News Radio. In the meantime, if you want to hear this week's episode again, you can find it online at walkfm.org.